I'm Hope.
I'm Haley.
We're 20-something.
And we literally have no idea what we're doing.
Figure it out with us.
This is figuring out 20-something. No, I'm ready.
Oh, are you ready now? Because yes. I already hit record.
Oh, great. Awesome. Let's go then.
Okay. Well, hi. This is super awkward. How do you even start a podcast episode? This is our first time doing it, so.
I know. And I feel like it's one of those things, like, the more you try to plan how you're going to start it, like, the more awkward it is. At least I thought that. But now that we didn't plan, I'm thinking that maybe we should have just, like, planned something.
Maybe we should have had, like a good spiel or, like a little music. Like,
definitely.
Maybe if we ever, music.
Maybe if we ever get a production guy, we can just get them to, like, put that in there. Like, insert, like, fun sound right here.
Let's make Evan our production guy.
That is I feel perfect.
Like, he was really good at figuring out that chair situation, so.
Definitely.
Funny story. We have a coworker who, when we were trying to figure out how to set this up in our production room, we had a chair that we were trying to lift, and we asked him how to lift it, and he physically, like, picked up the chair and moved it out of the room, so. Anyways.
Yeah, and then I was going to say, Hope, you need to clarify that we weren't trying to lift the chair. We were trying to make the chair raise higher.
I think there was definitely some confusion. I see all three of our brain cells were really rubbing together with that.
But it's okay. We figured it out. We're here. So.
All right. So let's do our little introduction. Haley, why don't you start? What's your name?
Yeah, so I'm Haley, as Hope already kind of took my thunder there. Just to give you kind of a brief overview of who I am, where I'm from a town, Jefferson, Georgia, right down the street. We're here in Athens. I grew up in Jefferson. I've lived around here all my life, so I haven't gotten around very much, you could say. But, you know, that's okay. As far as I'm about to graduate from college. I go to a very small private school in Gainesville.
Private.
Yeah, Brunel University, and this is the one that gets everybody. It is an all women's school.
Wait, I did not know that. Really?
Yeah. So everyone always asks me, they're like, you seriously, like, go to an all-women's school.
Wait, why did I never know that? I feel like I've seen advertisements for Brunel and I never knew that it was all girls.
Yeah, which is, and I mean, there's guys that go there now. It's like a complicated situation.
Okay, but, so all girls, but not all girls.
Yeah, but basically majority girls, we'll put it that way.
Okay, well, isn't that most schools? My school's majority girls, I guess.
Wait, your school's majority girls?
I think almost every college is majority girls, unless it's like an all boys.
Hope, I think that's like, did you read that online?
No, 100%. Every college is majority girls for the most part because more girls go to college than boys.
Okay, how many guys are in your classes?
I don't know. Like, well, I'm public relations, so like two.
Okay, well, there's zero in mine. So.
Okay, well, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. But when I say majority girls, I mean like by like 51 to 50 ratio.
So where do you go to school, Hope?
Okay, so sorry. Okay,
break the silence. Tell us where you go to school.
Okay, so my name is Hope. I am a junior at UGA, the University of Georgia. So yeah, 51 to 49% ratio with the girls versus guys, I think. But yeah, so I'm from Lawrenceville, Georgia, which is like 45 minutes outside of Athens. So I guess both of us are pretty close to Athens. But so we didn't go very far from home for college or anything like that. But I'm studying public relations and communication studies. And I guess I don't know what else to say. I have this job as a radio personality. That's how me and Haley know each other. And I'm also a bartender. I guess that's it. I don't know. What was that TikTok you made today? The how difficult it is to do fun facts about you?
I was like introducing yourself, I feel like it goes right with like starting a podcast. Like the most awkward thing. And it's something that you have to do so regularly that I feel like it's like you should be good at it. By the time you're, you know, 20-something, you should be good at introducing yourself. But yeah, it's...
Yeah, I honestly keep like a ready list of like five interesting things about myself. So whenever people ask...
Okay, so if you have the ready list, go ahead.
Okay.
Give us at least one.
Okay. Test my arm. Fine, I'll tell you interesting things about me. Okay, I have two different colored eyes.
Two different colored eyes.
Yeah, but like slightly.
Okay,
so
I'm
like,
looking.
Don't try to look.
I am looking Hope right in the eyes right now, and her eyes are not two different colors. She's lying to you.
They're definitely two different colors in the right lighting.
Okay. Whatever.
I also only have freckles on half my face.
I'm also looking Hope right across,
do you see freckles on this cheek? Do you see freckles on the cheek?
Okay,
no freckles.
A little bit less.
Anyways,
a little bit less.
I have a dog named Tequila.
That's cute.
And my other fun fact is that I work for a radio station.
Well, you already said that, but we'll let that one slide.
Yeah.
But yeah, me and Hope met. I actually just started working here probably 3 months ago now. So we kind of met through that. And then I feel like we started talking, and as we started talking, we started realizing that we're so different, but we also are, like, so similar in, you know, some of these, like, introductory facts that we're giving you, like,
right.
our age, where we're from.
But I also feel like we have a similar, like, personality.
Definitely,
our,
I would
like,
agree.
Oh, I feel like we have the same, like, we connect, I feel like we connected, like, immediately, just, like, with our personality and, like, our humor.
Uh-huh.
So that was good.
I would agree, but then, interestingly enough, we have such differences in our lives as well. And I think that that's something that, you know, you'll see as you get to know us a little bit better. But just to give you kind of a little bit more about me, and we'll let Hope chime in, you'll be able to see a little bit where we kind of differ. I am engaged and I'm also 21 years old. So that kind of makes me stick out as a sore thumb. And Hope is very different from that.
Oh,
to my understanding.
I'm 21 and nowhere close to engaged. I think my last boyfriend was my senior year of high school. So very, very not in a relationship. I've got a little, maybe I shouldn't say this on a podcast. I've got a little roster, I guess, but like.
A roster. Hope has a roster.
If that shows how different we are. Yeah, I've got a roster. Haley's got an engagement ring, so.
Do you have like a list of like, you know, the guys?
I mean, like not like on my phone or anything, but like, yeah, I mean, my friends, we have like nicknames for each of the guys and.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely insane. So
right, for you, because you're engaged.
Yeah, just different, yeah. You can tell, different lifestyles there.
You've also, you're also in a full-time job now here. Haley actually started as my boss, but like I've worked here for two and a half years.
Yeah.
So I've worked here since I was 18 as a freshman in college. And then Haley just started, but she started full-time in a position above me. So like I was cool because I got to train my boss.
And what is funny is like we're in here recording this podcast and I'm like, okay, Hope, like you sit behind the board, like you work this, you get this thing going, because I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. So it just goes to show that you can end up, you know, in different dynamic relationships. And
right. So Haley's like way better than, like way farther along than me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It depends. It really depends on how you look at the situation.
Right. Well, so basically what led us to start this podcast, well, we don't even know what this podcast is. What led us to start this podcast is me and Haley, like you said, realize that we are in very different places. And yeah, we're the exact same age. But we share a lot of the same experiences and a lot of the same, I guess, life challenges and like the good things in life and the bad things in life. I feel like we relate on a lot of levels in the way that 20-year-olds seem to relate on a lot of the same levels. Like we're all going through these different obstacles at the same time, just like maybe on different paths.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to say what the name is for the podcast? Should I get a little drum
roll? Do I get to do that?
Yeah,
are you going to let me do that? Is it because you're like working the board? You're like, okay,
fine.
You get to say the name. Okay. So the name of our podcast is Figuring Out 20-something. Insert like drum roll there or something. There you go. Hopefully you guys can hear that through the mic. But yeah, we just really want to talk about the highs and lows that come with navigating adulthood in all of its different forms, because it comes in a lot of different forms.
And obviously.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, we are a great example of that, which is why we kind of felt inclined to do this together. And, you know, we felt like rather than one of us doing it and kind of giving you our perspective, when we come together, we can hit, you know, both perspectives, and it can be something that a lot of you guys can relate to. And, you know, we want to learn from each other throughout this. We want mm-hmm. to learn each other's perspectives, each other's lifestyles. And I think that hopefully our hope is that it helps you as you go through these different things that we're going to be discussing.
Yeah. So a couple things. Basically, today we're going to keep it pretty broad and just talk about different highs and lows of adulthood and just kind of broad things that we've heard from people, what we've personally experienced. And then as we go, we're going to kind of hit more like niche topics and dive into some more specifics, maybe like talk about friendships, and specifically in friendships, maybe like toxic friendships or just kind of getting more niche as we go. But for now, we just want to keep it a little broad and just give you kind of a overview of what it's going to look like and just kind of some different experiences that we wanted to hit on. So we wanted to talk about some challenges and some perks of being in your 20s.
And I think it's easy with that to like when you're experiencing the challenges to be like, there is no perks to being in your 20s.
Right.
And when you're enjoying the perks, it's like being in your 20s is great.
Oh
but
my
then,
God, true.
Yeah. And when you try to kind of, so I think that looking at it from both sides and seeing both is really important. And that's kind of what we want to give you through this podcast.
Right, exactly. So I guess we can go ahead and hit on our first. So we made a list of challenges. We have four things that we want to talk about. We're going to talk about the challenges of each and then the perks of each. So the first challenge that we had was this sense of loss of childhood. And I think with this, it's like a weird feeling. I just know every time I like go home, I get reminded that I'm like not a child anymore. And I still feel like I'm 16. I genuinely feel like I'm 16. And I'll look all of a sudden remember, I'm like, wait a second, I just turned 21. I'm not 16 at all. And I'm never going to be 16. And whenever I remember that, I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah. No, see, Hope, like you, when you go home, you're reminded that you're not a child. When I go home, like my mom is like making my lunch for me every day. And like, I'm reminded that like
No. Literally, my mom does the exact same thing. But at the same time, I'll be driving around my hometown and I just feel like I don't belong there anymore. Like I feel like I'm at a new place. And so that's kind of weird because you're just, you don't feel like the same way that you felt when you were in that space, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And it's like, this is kind of like a weird example, but we have this gas station in my town. And if you're listening and you went to high school with me, it's On the Run. I think it even has a new name now, but like everybody went to this gas station and like, we like, it was, I mean, I guess some people do like the Walmart in their town.
Right.
Like it's a thing or whatever, but I go to that gas station, like I walk in and it's so like, it sounds cheesy, but like the feeling that I get, like, you see other high schoolers there and they're doing the same thing you used to do. And you're like, you know, am I like immature? Like, should I not be here? Like, is this like not my place? You know?
I'm so glad you said, first of all, mine was the Dunkin' Donuts.
is cooler than the gas station. At least you can get iced coffee.
Right. I'll literally go study there. Like when I'll be home for breaks and I'll see people come in and I just feel so weird. But I went to a high school football game the year after I graduated, my freshman year. And okay, so I went, one of my new friends from college, she didn't even go to my high school, but we went home because we were going to work this event or whatever, and we were home that Friday night, and my mom was like, oh, there's a football game going on at the high school, like, you should go and see, you know, just, like, see your friends, whatever, and I still had some friends over there because I was a freshman in college, so I still had a couple friends that were in high school, and I was like, yeah, sure, that sounds fun, but obviously I'm not going to sit in the student section because those people are weird, who graduate and go sit in the student section, so I sit in the parent section, and I'm literally, like, staring down at the student section, and I feel so weird. Like, I feel like all of a sudden I'm looking down at what my life, because I used to be in the student section like last year.
Hope, tell us the truth. Did you like paint your legs like the color that your school, that out your school was doing?
Oh my God. Actually, I painted every inch of my body. I was on the paint line my senior year.
Of course you were. Like front row. Like meanwhile, I'm a senior in the back row. Like can't even make it to the front of the student section. Hope's like leading it all.
I was literally like, I was a big school spirit girl my senior year. I didn't miss a single game to the point that me and my friends drove like 3 hours to like South Carolina for a football game one time.
Oh my goodness. So not only were we different in college, we were also different in high school.
No, clearly, yeah.
I'll just like, I was in the band, so there's that. We can get into that on a different day, but just so you can see those differences.
Right, okay, so clearly, yeah, I think we're both learning these about each other as we go, because me and Haley don't know that much about each other. So
yeah.
I feel like we're learning as you guys are learning, which is cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, so next point, feeling out of place in your hometown, that's so funny, because literally you feel this sense of eeriness, like going around and you don't belong there anymore. And especially seeing people in that exact same space that you're like, that used to be me. I used to be that person in that space. And so it's, yeah, that feeling is weird. And I feel like that kind of just reminds you that you're no longer a child and you're all of a sudden this adult and you have all these responsibilities. And then you start getting reminded that you're getting older and all of a sudden you're having like an existential life crisis at 21 years old. And it's crazy.
No. And I think that that goes like the first question that I have been asked since I graduated. You got to remember, I'm 30 minutes down the road. Like, I'll go home for lunch with my mom and I'll see like my elementary school teacher in the restaurant and they'll be like, so like, what's your major? Like, what is your plan for life? Like, what is, and I'm like, I mean, at one point I was a freshman.
Right.
And I'm getting asked this question and I'm
you
like,
have no idea.
What are you talking? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that like all of a sudden you turn that page and your expectations are just like out the roof. Like you're expected to know exactly what you're doing and you're essentially like in your 20s. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, that is, I mean, you just get thrown into the deep end. I feel like as soon as you hit 18, you move out, and then you're in college, and I feel like you get like a little, if you go to college, I don't think this applies to people who don't go to college, but if you go to college, you have 1 year where you're in the dorms, and it's almost like a nice little transitional period, mm-hmm. and you know, you have like an RA, and then like an actual adult there supervising you, and you have roles, and then you have a meal plan, so you're not cooking for yourself, so you're an adult, but you're not really an adult.
Yeah.
And then the next year, like your sophomore year, you move off campus probably. And then all of a sudden you're cooking for yourself, you're paying your rent, I mean, some people, and you're just like, you have all these added responsibilities. Your mom refuses to make your doctor's appointments now, and like, you're actually an adult and you have just all these added responsibilities, and everybody's like, what are you gonna do with your life and where are you headed? And you were literally just in high school like the year before, and you're just so overwhelmed by that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that you don't even see coming. And as you mentioned, it's like little things, like making yourself dinner. It's yes. What do you mean? Like, there are nights where I'll be like, I just don't want to cook myself dinner. And I don't want to drive and get like Taco Bell from the drive-thru. So I'm just like not going to eat. And then I'll be like, okay, I'll get hungry and I'll go eat like a thing of Cheez-Its or something. But you know what I mean? Yeah. It's
where's your mom like cooking a bowl of spaghetti when you need her? Like, there's you just have those days and you just... At this stage of life, you still expect your mom or whoever is cooking food to still be there and like cooking it up for you in the kitchen, and they're not there anymore, and it's like, oh
yeah,
sad.
Definitely. I think that completely.
Yeah. And I think that also with people expecting you to know what you're doing with your life, there's also this pressure that you have to like pick a pathway. But I personally have become recently, especially, so overwhelmed with this thought that like there's so many different pathways for me. Like there's so many different possibilities that I like. Like I could keep pursuing radio, or I could do what I'm studying in school, which is public relations, or I could go be a global, what is it they called? Au pairs? The nannies? I don't know. Oh. You know what I'm like a traveling nanny?
Yeah, would be, I mean, that's not a bad gig. I hear right? You get paid good.
Or like and a
you
flight get to attendant. There's a girl in my class, she's like a flight attendant. Yeah. Or go live in Florida. People are hyping that up on TikTok lately. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God, everything sounds cool. Like I just want to, or go move to the mountains and just be like off the grid. Yeah. I don't even know. Like there's so many different possible lives. And it's like, how do you know you're choosing the right one? I feel like that's mm-hmm. a lot of pressure.
And why is it, and this is kind of a little bit of background about me, but I wanted to be a lawyer. I was majoring in like political science at my school when I was a sophomore. So I changed my major. And I, you know, this is so corny as well, but I did like the morning announcements for my like elementary school. And I was like, you know what? I've had this dream to be like a news broadcaster since I was really little. And then I ended up changing my major because I was like, you know what? I want to. Everyone was like, don't do that. Like, there's no money there. Like, you're not even going to get a job. Like, you're not going to, you know, like media is not the way you want to go. And I was like, I have a passion for this. Like, this is.
Right.
So I changed my major, and I just can't imagine the amount of people who feel stuck and the amount of people who feel stuck in living one life. And that's
so
not
true.
How it should be. That's not in the world we live in today. It shouldn't be like that. And that's hard. And that's a hard thing to balance.
I think that it's really cool because, yeah, you can, if you feel not contented, discontent.
Discontent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got it.
Discontent.
You got it.
You feel discontent. I feel like that's whatever.
That's it.
Discontent.
That's it.
Okay. Discontent. If you feel discontent in your life, you have the option to change. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. So it's like whatever you're choosing, you always have the option to change. But also, you don't necessarily have to pick the perfect life. I feel like there's all this pressure to pick the perfect life. And really, every decision you make is going to add up to a new life possibility. And just because there's other possibilities that you might like doesn't mean the one you're on is wrong. Mm-hmm. Like the grass is always greener kind of thing. Like there's always going to be another possible life you could have lived, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be better. It just could have been different. You could have liked it. You could like it even more. You could like it less. Like you never really know, mm-hmm. but you can't really look back on your decisions that you're making and be like, oh my God, I regret doing that, because everything has led you to where you are now.
So. And I think going so that we keep you guys kind of in this first episode, it's so easy. There's so much that we can talk about.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So
many
much.
Rabbit holes.
And I we don't want to get down the rabbit holes, but we want you guys to know that we're going to hit these different points and we're going to kind of take you through, you know, our journey of figuring this stuff out, our journey of figuring out what these different struggles are. And going back to what you just said about the grass always being greener, I think that, you know, it is so easy to compare your path and whatever your path is in that moment to the path of somebody else and what, or even what you think, you know, subconsciously your path should be. And I think that there's that comparison. I don't know if it comes from social media. I don't know if it comes from just, you know, the high expectations that are put on people our age, but that comparison is there. And I think it makes it difficult to be content.
Right. No, I think that too, because I feel like what's really interesting is when you're younger and you're in high school, everybody's on the same path. And you guys are, you know, everybody has to go to school. It's like legally required you go to, you know, high school, all of that. Mm-hmm. And so everybody is on the same path and you're running the same race and everybody's kind of moving at their own pace. You know, some people are doing better at school, some people aren't, but you're still, everybody's there at the same day. And all of a sudden you graduate and all of a sudden people start moving super, super fast, or they move, or they stay complacent and they're just exactly like they never leave their hometown and everybody's just going in different directions. And all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, like slow down. Like some people are going crazy fast. And I feel like you're not even running the same race at that point. Like you're just, all of a sudden everybody is going in different directions and you can't help but compare what your life would have looked like if you had done what they did. Because how can you not look at someone who started exactly where you started at the exact same high school and be like, why am I not there? Mm-hmm. Why am I not in that, doing what that person is doing? Or, oh, look at that person, I'm doing way better than them. Like, they literally just had like two babies and they're still in their hometown. And it's like, and you shouldn't even feel that way either. Like that kind of like, everybody moves at their own pace, especially in your 20s. Like we're all getting there, whether it, you know, you have two babies all along the way, or you get engaged, or you go jump straight into your career, or you take off and fly to Germany. I don't know. Like everybody's doing different things, but we're all going to get to where we need to go eventually. But it's so hard in this moment of life when we're all going so quick and moving in so many different directions to be like looking at our lives compared to those people and kind of amounting ourselves to them.
And I think with that, and this is something I try to tell myself, but it's a lot easier to, you know, sit here and tell you than it is to tell yourself, like you have to be content with where you are and realize that somebody's watching you and they want to be in your shoes no matter what, matter what it is. And like, it's difficult to actually see that in the moment. But I think that, you know, and that's something that we'll get into. And I think that it'll be interesting to see how you all feel about that as well. But just realizing that, you know, somebody out there is wanting to be in your shoes.
No.
And your shoes aren't so bad to be in.
Right. No, I totally agree with that. And I feel like I use that to constantly remind myself that I'm on the right path, or that I'm doing something at least that's a little bit admirable or whatever, or worth looking up to. Because I remember like certain moments where someone had told me that, or like had reminded me of that fact. Like one time I was at a bar downtown and this girl that I went to elementary school with, but she was like 2 years younger than me, was in like my cousin's grade. She's like my cousin's friend. And then we followed each other on social media since elementary school, or since whenever we got social media. And she comes up to me and she was like, you're literally the reason I came to UGA. Your life looks so much fun. And I just like, I've just always thought you were so cool and blah, 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 blah. And like, I was drawn to UGA because of what you post on social media and all this stuff. And I was like, whoa, that means she's someone who told me that. That means there could be like 10, 20 other people
because
who feel the exact same way.
Who has the courage to actually say that?
Right,
first off,
exactly.
Kudos to her. Hopefully she's listening. Even
right.
if she's drunk listening, that's okay. But seriously, I mean, and I think that it's, and one thing that like, maybe we can make like a goals list for ourselves, like,
ooh.
And then we could like try to, but I think that it's important to tell people like when you feel that way.
Yes.
Like tell people, like, because think about what that meant to you and think about, you know I could name off people that I feel that way about. And it's like, even if it's, you know, one, even if you want to, you know, you always looked up to them because of the relationship that they had with their mom, or, you know, the relationship that they had with their significant other or their career or whatever, you look up to these people for different things. And I think that the world would be a kinder and a place where maybe we didn't have to compare as much if we told each other those things.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that that's super beneficial. And I think that some people that it's really easy to tell that to is like your friends, mm-hmm. because the people that you went to high school with, watching them grow up and do different things, it's really important to, I feel like I'm watching so many of my friends, like I have friends in Hawaii and just doing really cool things with their lives. And I feel like I'm just watching them from afar in the way that we used to be like so close. And I'm watching them from afar now, but I want to just like text them and be like, you're doing good. Love
yeah.
you.
And I'll tell you, like navigating friendships, that is a hard part about being in your 20s. And I think that that's been, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, one of the things that's been most difficult for me, especially recently, you know, I am in a weird situation. Hope kind of touched on it earlier, but, you know, I'm still in school. I graduate this spring. You know, I had friends at my college. I mean, I have friends at my college, and some of them have graduated. You know, that was kind of weird because a lot of my friends were older. And then at the same time, you know, I'm not on campus. So a lot of the people that are my age in my group of, you know, friends that I had while I was in college, quote unquote, are on campus doing college, quote unquote, things. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, never on campus because of work and that kind of stuff. And it's, I feel so thankful for that. But also, you know, that puts me in a situation where it's difficult to maintain those friendships. It's difficult to keep. And I, you know, I kind of see similarities, which is sad, of the relationships that I had in high school, the friendships that I had in high school, and how those kind of fizzled out. I see that happening, you know, to my college friendships, which is scary. And it's like, is it my fault? Like, what am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just hard to navigate.
Yeah, I think that navigating friendships is definitely just a very tough challenge in your 20s, especially because the older you get, the harder and harder it gets to meet people. Mm-hmm. And I think that college is almost like an in-between zone where it's definitely not as easy in high school. Like, everybody's not forced to be in these classes, and you don't get thrown into new classes each period with someone new. And like, it's just, and you go to these clubs and after school activities, and you've known these people since you were five. Like, it's that is easier in high school. And all those friendships are very circumstantial. But then you get to college, and it's such a, especially me going to UGA, it's a huge campus. It's so hard to meet friends unless you're intentionally making this effort to meet friends. And then this is my biggest fear. I'm graduating either in December or May, still TBD on that. I don't know how I'm gonna meet people because I'm planning on moving to a city, and I have this huge overwhelming fear of how do you meet people when you don't have these people in your classes every day? You don't go to these clubs. Like, there's no clubs when you're 25 and you're working a full-time job. Mm-hmm. It's so different. And so how do you even meet people? Like, you have to be so intentional, and it's almost like you're on a dating app.
I was gonna say that. It's like, I feel like when, and I'm in this stage now, like when I reach out to friends, when I'm trying to meet people, whether it be, you know, old friends, reconnect with old friends, like try and meet new friends. Like, I went to get my makeup done the other day, and me and this girl, you know, I felt like we really hit it off, and she was doing my makeup for some photos I was having done. And I was like, you know, this girl's cool. Like, I would hang out with this girl. But then at the same time, like, we got along the whole time. And she was like, you know, let me know if you ever want to, like, touch base. And I'm like, should I text her first? Hopefully she's not listening to this. That would be so embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
If you are, just shoot me, like, a message and, like, we can go get coffee. But
honestly, you're going to shoot your shot. They feel like she would hear that and be like, oh, good. I wanted to be friends with her. She wanted to be friends with me. Yeah. So, but if it literally feels like you're dating and you have to, like, and I feel like I've had definitely had my fair share of, like, friendship rejections. And mm-hmm. there's so many more of those in, like, your 20s because I feel like people are more picky with their friends.
Definitely.
When you're in your 20s.
Definitely. Because you want friends that, you know, have that same, and this is, but should you? You want friends kind of that are on the same path as you, but, like, should you really be, like, picking your friends based, and that's a whole nother thing, but, like, can you be friends with people who are on a completely different path of life than you? Can you still be you can watch them and you can be acquaintances with them, but can you really be close with them? Because that's hard. I mean, it's if you're, you know, engaged and you're trying to be friends with somebody and you're hanging out with them that are, and they're going to the bars and.
Are you saying you don't want to be friends with me, Haley?
That's not what I'm saying. Okay. Okay, Hope. Like, don't take it that seriously. Like, just give me a break. But imagine me and Hope at the bar. Like, Hope is going to be like going up, like trying to like flirt with every guy under the sun, and like I'm like engaged, like thinking, oh my gosh, if my fiance sees me, like I'm done. Like,
oh my God, that's so funny. No, but I get what you're saying because my cousin is one of my roommates, and she is not in college, but she just wanted somewhere to go, whatever, long story. Anyways, so she's one of my roommates, but she lives with me and two other girls that are in college. And then we have a whole friend group all in college, and she's the one person not in college. And she's constantly like telling me how she feels out of place. It's sometimes, especially in the beginning, like she was like, I don't go to school here. Like she wouldn't even wear like a UGA sweatshirt that she had because she was like, I don't want to be a poser. And so I feel like that's definitely like you want to be with people that are the same pathway as you. But also like if she had kept up that mentality, she never would have like built up this really great friend group that now she definitely feels accepted and loved, and she doesn't feel that need to compare. But yeah, so.
And I think with that too, like you can give each other a lot by being friends with different people. And maybe it's like, maybe we got to figure out how to navigate those different friendships. But imagine, you know, if somebody who is kind of, you know, doesn't ever party could hang out with somebody who parties all the time. And then the person who parties all the time could like study some more because they're hanging out with the person who likes to study, and the other person could be a little more fun.
Oh my God. You know? I could talk about that forever because all my friends are completely different than me. And so we have that really great balancing act, which can be challenging at times, but that's something we should definitely talk about.
Yeah.
Because that is something I could go into.
Noted, noted. We will do that.
Yeah. But as with friendships, feeling like relationships, I feel like finally relationships are just a really huge challenge to navigate in your 20s that I feel like everybody is facing, even if you are have already met the love of your life at 21, like Haley, and are engaged.
What can I say?
Or if you've got a roster like me, like I feel like
roster. I just want to, like, I've never heard anyone tell me like I have a roster. So I just want to make
there's
that.
There's people on the bench. There's people.
Apparently,
on the court,
that's
don't
a
worry.
Thing now. I never got the chance to make a roster. But
oh, sorry that you met the love of your life so early. God. Well, there's like the stigma around hookup culture and having like a roster and whatever, and there's a lot of questioning about whether or not that's healthy. And I don't know. What's your opinion on that?
Hookup culture, I think defining hookup culture is important. And I think maybe that's, you know, for a different time. When we kind of dive into that deep. Yeah.
But I feel like relationships in your 20s, there's this whole thing with hookup culture, and I guess you're not experiencing this with me, but it's like, is this person that you're hanging out with, are they interested in a relationship? Are they interested in just hooking up? And mm-hmm. there's like, nobody's on the same page in their 20s. So it's like when you're 30 and you're dating, everybody's in it to get married. Mm-hmm. Whereas in your 20s, like some people just want to, you know, hit the bed and get out of there, like real quick, like order you an Uber right after kind of situation.
Yeah.
But then some people like actually are looking for relationships. So it's like, how do you navigate that? And how do you find someone when everybody's on all these different pathways? And how do you even know what you want when there's mm-hmm. so many different options?
And I think that, you know, yeah, it's just one of those things that it's not to say, like, there was and I am kind of like a long relationship girl. Like, even in high school, I was in these, don't even, like, with the worst guys. If you're listening to this, like, they were the worst guys ever. But I'm not bitter, but I was in long relationships, and it just, they weren't good for me. And then I kind of got into college, and there was a brief period of time, about a year, where I was single and kind of doing hookup culture. I need to be educated on these terms, but I guess you could call it hookup culture, where I was going out and I was dating and I was, you know, kind of figuring out what I wanted. And yeah, I definitely felt like there was this, like, you know, and again, like, I'm kind of the long relationship girl. So I'd be like, yeah, hi, like, do you, like, this is great. Like, do you want to, like, keep going on dates? And they'd be like,
no.
See you later.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of feel I got lucky in finding my person kind of quick with that. But I do think that that's, you know, something that is a struggle
yeah.
with being in your 20s. And it's something that, you know, a lot of people experience, whether it's experiencing it early or experiencing it late. And it gets more, I would say it even gets more difficult to navigate as you get into your career and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
I think so too. I think that's definitely a huge challenge. Relationships are huge challenges. Friendships are huge challenges. I mean, comparison, lost child. I mean, those are all like things that I feel like are really difficult in 20s, but we don't want to leave that on such a negative note, because I feel like there's a lot of really good things about being in your 20s that, like you said in the very beginning, when you're in the stages where you're experiencing all these challenges, you forget about all the good things about being in your 20s and you don't want to look back when you're 35 and you're like, wait, I missed my 20s. There were all these really great things. So I feel like it's important to take a second and really appreciate the good parts about being in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think about each of the things that we talked about has really great things to them, even that come with the challenges. Like, for example, the whole concept of adding responsibility and higher expectations and your loss of childhood, with that comes a new sense of independence, which mm-hmm. is really, I feel like that's something that's really special about being in your 20s, is all of a sudden you're independent. All of a sudden you have all this opportunity to figure out what you want to do with your life, and you have all this possibility ahead of you, and like the whole world is in front of you. And I feel like that's really cool.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think, like, I literally remember, like, I used to do this weird thing when I was like a teenager, and I'd be like, I'm going to think of this and I'm going to remember this moment when I'm like 23.
Like a mental picture.
I don't know, it's weird. Yeah. But like one that I have in my head is, I don't know how it actually worked, but is me like sitting there in the car with my mom, and she's like screaming at me, and she's like, Haley, like, you're not driving. I was like 15 with my permit. Like, you need to like focus on the speed limit and look at the speed limit thing in your dashboard. Like, you're going over the speed limit. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I cannot wait until like I can drive on my own. I have that. And then that independence comes and it go and you have it.
Yeah.
And you don't sit back and be like, oh, like, this is cool. Like, I have this. This is different. This is great. So I think that, you know, it's easy to do that. Kind of like with moving out. We all want to move out. We all are like so happy about moving out. And then we move out. And then we're like going to see our parents. And we're like, oh, I miss you. Like, do you want to like hang out?
So, oh my God. I literally call my mom 24/7. Like, my mom is my best friend. I'm constantly calling her. But also, whenever I would go, when we got sent home for COVID, I was a freshman. So I went to my mom's house because I didn't have an apartment. And I was like, wait a second, my friends can't come over at 2 a.m. What are you talking about? And so that's when you realize where the perks were, because, yeah, you're having to pay your bills and everything, but it's so nice to not have to be accountable for anybody. But you're like, what you want to do is what's going to happen. Like, you're completely responsible for yourself. You have this independence. You have all these options to pick what you want to be going on in your life. Your life isn't your parents' life anymore. Mm-hmm. Where you're living is where you want to live. What you're doing with your life, where your trajectory is, when you go to bed, when your friends come over, if you want to go out till the crack of dawn in the middle of the night to the bars, whatever you want to do, that's your choice all of a sudden. And so I think that's really special that you get these options to choose your life, and you're not living someone else's life anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And then with that, and this is, I'll tell you, like, I was trying to brainstorm before this, and I was like, what are the positives that come with comparison? Like, comparison is something that, you know, is just difficult. And it's, I think it takes a toll on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But then I really started thinking about, okay, comparison in my own life and what comparison has done for me. And I think that the first thing that came to my mind is accountability.
Yeah.
The feeling, you know, and it's, some of it can be positive, some of it can be negative. But I think that, you know, seeing other people, you know, succeed, fail, whatever it might be, in a way, it makes you more accountable and it makes you realize where you want to be.
Yes.
And I think it's a positive. It can be, when, you know, done correctly or perceived correctly or however you want to look at it, it can be a positive thing. It's just, you know, figuring out how to kind of see it from that lens.
Yeah, I think it really gives you motivation, like watching other people do the things that you want to be doing. Then it shows you that it's possible for you, and it makes you realize you're not so far removed from the things that you want in your life. And I also think that another positive, which is weird because it was also a negative, but rejection is something that I think can become really positive, because as you get older, you're going to experience more rejection. It's just a fact. You're applying to positions, you're doing this and that, and you're, you know, friendship rejection, relationship rejection, all of that. But as doors close and they might hurt in that moment, so many other doors are opening for you. And I look at every time I've ever been rejected from a person, opportunity, whatever it was, something better came for me. And so I think that, like, that looking at myself and seeing someone get something I wanted in that comparison aspect, now I'm looking at, like, oh, thank God that didn't happen for me. Like, thank God I ended up where I ended up, basically. I think the whole concept of rejection can really, and comparing that to where you could have been is really important.
And when those doors close, all you're thinking in your mind is, don't tell me another door is going to open. Like, that is not true. Like,
right. But then it does. And you're like, oh, thank God. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that's kind of the positive, or the neat. What do you call it when it's like a positive thing that happens? What is that?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You didn't even give me a definition.
Never mind. I'll try to figure that out for next time.
All right. Well, additionally.
Now I'm going to be thinking about it this whole time until I figure it out.
Okay. Going. Well, when you think of it, just shout it out, even if I'm talking. Well, I guess positives of relationship. I feel like we talked a little bit about the positives of relationships and friendships, of like the difficulties of navigating relationships and friendships in your 20s. But I feel like the biggest one is that as you get older and as your circle might get smaller and as it might be more challenging to meet people, you're finding people who are more fitting for you and your life, relationships and friendships alike, where, like, you're meeting people who have chosen to be in the city you're living in, who have chosen to maybe work in the industry that you're in, or go to a bar, or maybe go to a coffee shop. And, like, you're doing these different things with your lives that you're choosing to do. And so the people that you're meeting and building friendships out of, building relationships out of, are people that are more fitting to be in your life. And so friendships feel a lot more genuine. And I think that that's why people leave behind their high school friends because those are more circumstantial. Whereas your 20s friends are the people that are going to be in your wedding. Those are the people that are going to be like long term, see you really go through all these different milestones of your 20s.
Yeah. And I think with that, and you kind of hit on it, but the friendships are much more like authentic. Like I think about, you know, those friendships that you have in high school, like those are the people that, you know, you're going out to eat with and your parents are like driving you there. Mm-hmm. But like these people, a lot of these friendships that you do build, they know the best and worst parts of you and they see you navigating your 20s. They see you doing that thing that is so difficult and they kind of like seeing you in that place is a place of vulnerability. And those friends that stick around, I feel like, you know, they are real friends and you learn that and you learn who those friends are, whether you decide to, you know, keep them in your life or they decide to be in yours.
Yeah, I agree. And speaking of our friends, we went, so our the way we wanted to wrap up each episode moving forward is we wanted to go on our personal social medias and possibly the social media for the radio station that both of us work on and just talk, just pose the question about whatever topic it is that we're going to be talking about and ask people's opinion on it and get perspective from other people in their 20s. Because while I think me and Haley represent two very different lifestyles, there's so many different lifestyles, so many different lifestyles that can also be represented and opinions that can also be heard of that maybe we didn't even consider because, you know, we're not even thinking about that.
And we want this to be a platform that you guys can interact with and that, you know, you can tell us your own person, even if you feel like you're the only one that is having this specific struggle. We want you, you know, to communicate with us and to let us know what those are because you're probably not the only one.
Right.
And nobody wants to be the only one. And we want, you know, we want to talk about it. We want to figure out how it is
and
with everyone else.
Validate everyone. Yeah. You want to validate everyone's opinions and emotions and experiences because that's literally the entire point of this podcast. I think that is the whole point. It's like validating everyone's emotions and experiences of being in your 20s because I think we don't talk about these hard parts enough. So do you want to give me, so we have not read each other some responses yet.
But yeah. So we, and Hope kind of touched on this, but just to make it more clear, we specifically went to our own personal Instagram. So, you know, this was not something we did together. And we asked our followers who, you know, are from different kinds of people based on who we know, what their specific struggles, you know, perks, whatever it might be of being in your 20s. So we're going to kind of be sharing those with you. And like Hope said, we haven't, you know, discussed these together. So we kind of want our raw emotions on what they are. Mm-hmm. And I can start off. I'll give you, I'm trying to find one that, this one comes from Harley. And I think that this one is good in a lot of ways. But she says, the constant reminder that this is supposed to be the best time of our lives.
Oh, that's the so pressure. True. Yeah, because we talked about the pressure a little bit, but yeah, like people, okay, we have a coworker, Logan, which he actually commented on this, but we have a coworker, and every time I go by his office or studio, whatever, every time I walk by, he talks to me about my life and me being in my 20s and whatever, and he's constantly asking me like, oh, saw your social media, like, looks like you're having so much fun, like, this is the time of your life, bubble, and constantly reminding me like, this is the time of my life. So whenever I'm in a moment where I'm not like living it up, going to bars, and I feel like I have fun pretty often. Like, I feel like I don't...
We know, Hope. We know you have fun, okay? Don't brag.
Okay. But you know, there's those moments where I'm literally inside on a Friday night, like, watching Big Brother. Like, I'm not doing those fun things. And then I can hear people... I live on Millage in Athens, if anyone knows what that is. But all by all the sorority houses, basically. And I'll hear them screaming and having this good time. And I'm like, wait, I should be out there. And so you feel this constant pressure. You get FOMO. Like, FOMO is, like, so big.
Like, I see Hope's post on Instagram, and I'm like, I should be out there. Like, what am I doing? Like, I'm, like, in the bathtub, like, phone, like, up by my face, like, about to fall on my nose. And I'm like, yeah, like, my fiance is, like, binge-watching March Madness for the 800th night in a row. And I'm like, okay, I should be out there, like, partying it up.
But there's that comparison, but it's like we're in different stages, but each of our stages are equally rewarding.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's just, it's like what you want to be doing in that exact moment. So yeah, I think that there definitely is a huge pressure to be living it up. And I guess going back to what Logan said, and this relates to that. So Logan commented, which I thought was so deep, but he said, the best part is that the world is at your fingertips and you don't fully grasp that. And he said, the worst part is that the world is at your fingertips and you don't fully grasp that.
Logan, first off, come on. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you couldn't have been a little bit, like, less deep on that. Like,
so
this is supposed to be fun.
But,
I mean, in a lot of ways, like, that is real and that is true.
Yeah.
And That scares me.
Because not realize, like a lot of people don't have the realization that there's so much ahead of you and there's so much possibility for your life. And they take that for granted and they spend like so long just like scrolling on social media or not really building the life that they want to be building. So I think that like it's really cool that there's so much ahead of you, but I think that there is like this expectation and responsibility to make sure that you're taking use of this valuable time of being selfish and being able to just live your life for you and not for anyone else. And so I think that that's really important to realize very early. And I'm happy that, you know, us being only 21 are able to talk about this, because I think having that realization young is important, because next thing you know, you're 35, 40 years old and you're looking back like, wow, I wasted my 20s not realizing how much potential I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I have, this comes from Stephanie. This is a girl who I go to college with. She's super awesome. But she says, all my friends are getting married and having children. I'm happy for them. Time passes fast. I think that there's a lot in this one, because it's like, you know, it kind of, and maybe like she didn't mean it this like nostalgically, but I'm just reading this and I'm like, that's sad. Like she's coming and she's saying, you know, I'm happy for my friends, but the time passes fast. Like it's like you look back and you're like, oh, like yesterday we were like hanging out every night, like doing, and now it's like they're married, they have kids. Like this is a weird thing, you know?
That's so true. It's so crazy going on social media and seeing how many people are getting engaged, having babies, doing these crazy big things with their lives. And me looking at it from that perspective, and like I said, I'm so far removed from being engaged, it's ridiculous. Like I haven't even had like a romantic prospect that I'm actually genuinely interested in pursuing since probably.
Maybe we should do like a speed dating segment for Hope.
Oh my God,
like
that would
I
be
get
so
to like
fun.
Like she's like the bachelorette of like, and I get to plan all the date. Like that
wait,
is
that'd be so,
I'm
wait,
putting that
let's
on.
Let's brainstorm
the
that right after we end this. But yeah, no, I just think that but watching that I talked to my other friends who are in the state that I'm in, that it's you feel like you're behind when you see all these people making these big life moves. So and I think that the more you get into it, I mean, I feel like 21, not even 10% of my friends are getting married at this point, but I'm going to hit 26, 27, and all I'm going to be going to weddings every weekend. Like that's like wedding season. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be constantly reminded if I'm not at in a long-term relationship at that point, like I'm not there yet. So
yeah.
That is tough.
Yeah. And I have to share this one really quick. I know yeah. It's your turn, but
no,
just because it goes with this one, this is also from Harley. Harley, you are really just going in all in with this. So I appreciate it. But she says, when girls get pregnant, do we say, oh shit, or congratulations?
So true. I literally, when people like, oh my, yeah, exactly. And they'll announce it as if it's like yeah. This crazy big thing. And I'm like, you're happy, right? Like, because
you have to ask, you feel like you have to literally like go through the comments and be like, okay, did their mom like comment that they were like excited for them? Like, are they happy about
right.
it? I don't know.
Is this like a post? Yeah. Or is this like a
like I have to announce it because like I'm right. showing, like you just right. don't know.
Or when people ask me like when I'm getting married, like in my brain, I'm like, what am I, a child bride? Like I'm, but then I'm like, wait a second, I'm 21.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, okay. Well, I think we have time for one more, but this one is from Benji. And he said that the hardest part for him is learning how to move on from college, which me and Haley are both hitting that point pretty soon. I think you're in May, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm either December or next May. But that is like something that is so daunting for me is like, I'm so scared of what's going to come after college, because we've grown up being in school our whole lives. Everything that we remember is in school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like a regular schedule and we had everything laid out for us. And we had people telling us what to do and what to do next. And all of a sudden we're going to graduate and they're going to be like, okay, bye. And what do you do? Like,
yeah.
You get a full-time job, but like, it's so hard to even... What do you do beyond that? Like, mm-hmm. What is next for you after
And a lot
graduation?
Of times getting a full-time job means, and I mean, some people experience this with going to college, but you're moving states, you're moving cities. Like, you don't even know, like, what grocery store to
yes.
shop at. And, like, if you're not, and this goes, you know, back to the struggle of relationships, but if you're not in a relationship, whether it be, you know, you have a friend that's a roommate or you have, you know, a significant other, like, you're stuck doing that alone.
Yeah.
And that can, you know, that's hard.
Yeah, no, that's so scary. And also just you're constantly like I've heard of everybody just looking back on college, like those are the best time of my years. And for me, I want to enjoy college as much as possible in the way that I enjoyed high school. I feel like I enjoyed high school as much as possible, but I didn't peak in high school. because I feel...
Who are you trying to convince?
Like everyone. No, I had a great time in high school. I look back on high school very, very fondly. But I feel like college, I'm an even better version of myself. And so I want to be able to be in the next stage of my life and look back on college and be like, I loved college, but I'm in an even better stage of my life. And I want to just, like, you can look back and mourn the parts of your life that you're not a part of. Like, sometimes I mourn the fact that I'm not in high school anymore. But that doesn't mean that I'm not in a better place. Like, that doesn't mean that I want to go back there. It just means that I enjoyed that time of my life, and I'm also enjoying this time of my life. And I want to be able to constantly feel that through each stage of my life. And if I ever feel like I'm in that, and if I don't feel that way, I want to have the strength to be able to change
it,
something.
Make it work. Yes. Yeah, even if it's hard.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that as we figure all this out, because we are both entering new stages in our lives pretty soon, I think that we're going to continue to get new challenges and new experiences that we're going to get to be able to talk about.
And you see, we could talk about these challenges and experiences all freaking day.
This could have gone on for I think there were 600 different times that we had to cut each other off.
Literally.
We were just started spiraling down the rabbit holes. So that's why I'm excited to get into more specific topics that we can actually dive into.
And we're not always going to spiral. You may feel like we did that this whole episode, and hopefully not. But
we're not always going to be doing that.
We're going to keep it specific. We need the feedback from you guys. We want you guys to have an idea of where we're going with this so that you can let us know what you want to hear, what you want us to talk about, where you want us to go. And, you know, we can kind of dive deeper into each of these things that we all experience.
Yes. So with that, I think we're going to end this episode, but thank you guys for listening. All of the zero listeners we have at this very moment that we're recording.
Hopefully, like, my mom is, like, tuned in, but she probably, like, stopped listening when, like, eventually, like, 5 minutes in, she's like, okay, if they keep talking about this chair, like, I'm not. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. My friends pinky promised they would listen. I doubt they made it this far.
Yeah, they listened for the first, and then they, like, maybe they listened to the end. Like, they skipped the middle.
Yeah.
Just so that they could, like, cover
both
sides.
We should have, like, a little code word that, like...
Definitely.
Like, what should it be? Chair.